Hi.
Hey, Ruben. I don't know what happened there. I could hear you, but you could not hear me.
So let's kind of talk about what's available for your business. My goal is not to, you know, it's not to play judge, jury, and executioner on your credit. I've been with our firm for 9 years, so not to sound arrogant, but I have a lot of experience working with transactions, and just here to give you kind of the best available deal and tell you what to expect. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're starting. Do you own your property, or are you leasing it?
This one I'm leasing.
Okay, perfect. You're looking for about $50,000 of equipment, $35,000 of normal stuff, and the rest would be like a hood or a hood, and $12,000 of a hood, and the rest is equipment. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Here's what I would suggest for you. You said you've got another location, so there's two ways to slice this. I'm sure you will. Well, one other question. About how much cash do you have on hand?
Right now, about $90,000.
90, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, here's what I'm going to do. Okay, perfect. So, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to send you an email on what I would need. Basically, it's pretty straightforward with a startup restaurant. We do a lot of them. We're one of the few lenders that does them. And the way that I kind of view them is this. They're a good bridge loan because they are cheaper than equity. I understand you don't want to get with partners because it's messy. I can understand that, and you're kind of sharing your profits. You said you owned another business, and you don't really want to have your partner sign, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I guess the question is, how long has that business been around, and does it have good credit?
It should have good credit, and this is actually a restaurant that I opened on my own in 1994. And then 4 years ago, I moved it. My lease was up and the building was in bad shape, so I moved it. But when I moved it, I made the manager and her husband the chef partners into my business. So it's in New York City, so that business now in that new location is 4 years. But the restaurant itself is Jubilee, so I'll send you a listing of all the stuff that I've, cool. I've done. And
what's your ownership in that company?
One third now.
You're one third. Okay.
Yeah.
So there, and I just actually did another transaction for a customer in California. It's really similar. Basically, there's two ways to look at this. All of our loans are business loans or business lease to own options, so these don't go under personal credit. Right now, let me kind of give you an idea of what's available for you. We do startup restaurants, just a pure startup, up to $70,000. It really comes down to how you want to word it. So you mentioned not having your partner sign. There's two ways I can do your transaction. The first way I can do your transaction is solely under your new business, just looking at your credit and your business. You'll probably be limited to a three-year term. Still a good program. I'll give you as much as money as possible so you can retain your liquidity. The other option is this. It doesn't like make us feel super comfortable, but if you don't want to have your partner sign, but you just want to do a cross, if you're an officer of that company, you can cross guarantee the transaction, which means that company is co-signing, is co-guaranteeing, which means if your business doesn't pay, if this business fails, we can go to that entity and say, hey, look, this company owes us $20,000. That's the balance they owe us left. Pay us. And right. if that happens, we are one of the few lenders that actually will look at these two very different business ventures. And because we're looking at it and we're seeing a cross guarantee, you're getting cheaper money and you're getting more money easily. Right. It really comes down to your comfort zone.
But on the cross business, then they would have to be on that. They would have to be aware of it. They would have to sign on to it and so forth.
That's completely incorrect. No, it wouldn't be a personal guarantee by the partners. It'd be a cross guarantee by the business. It's different. Yeah, sorry?
With them being a partner in that business, wouldn't they be having to say, well, look, you know, I don't want this to be on our business?
The loan doesn't go underneath that business as a cross guarantee. I'm not a digger, and by that I mean I'm not here to like, we're not the IRS. We're not here to keep on digging. We're very hands off. The way that our cross guarantee works, and I can just tell you, it's pretty simple. It depends on your operating agreement. I don't know if your operating agreement. There's a customer that I work with, and they have an operating agreement that says certain amounts of certain people are allowed to go into corporate debt without consulting partners up to X number of dollars.
No, I've seen, we don't have such agreements.
So, should they be aware? My opinion, yes. Are they personally signing? No. Those are two very, yeah, because a personal guarantee means that's a completely different aspect. But I just had a customer who has partners. Their partners were completely aware, but basically what the cross guarantee read was, look, if I want to get X number of dollars, this other company is co-guaranteeing. The borrower is not, the borrower is your business, but it's a co-guarantee. But no, it's not them personally signing, or else, because I wouldn't ask for their personal information. The reason behind that is the following. It's not me for me to judge. I can give you a million different options. I'm not going to give you a million. I'll give you a few. But there's companies where there's 500 owners. They're massive companies. And there's a new venture being started. So no one personally is signing that document. But that parent company is co-guaranteeing the transaction like for a subsidiary. That's all it is. But if you want to give you, I'll give you like kind of my two cents and my opinion. If you throw across startup restaurant financing, I do it all day long. That's why your vendor works with me. We look at transactions like this. People like working with us. We've got a great track record. If you want to make it easy, adding a cross corp, it could potentially make your life a lot easier in terms of qualifying. But if you want the business to have nothing to do with it, that's fine as well. I just want to give you options.
I mean, it's just, I don't want them to be involved whatsoever into this transaction because, you know, they're already, I mean, just being straightforward, I mean, I gave them this pretty much on the silver plate, this business, and this, as you know, it partnerships goes into, it goes to people's head, and this is already going up to their head. And I don't want them to give them any credit whatsoever onto this new venture and so forth. It's a, if I can do it and they're not involved into it, it's fine. If they have to be involved in any way or papers or being told, look, you know, we cross-referring onto this business for Eric to get his business, that I don't want. So it's up to, I don't know how the process is, you know, as long as it can be cross-referring on my shares, it's fine. Or more than that, I wouldn't want it to be. So I don't know how your process of doing it.
I mean, here's what I would suggest. I would suggest you, I'm a filter. I just sent you an email. I would suggest let me bring this up. What I would suggest is, I'm sorry, just an email popped up here. Here's what I suggest. Send me everything. I'm not a pressure guy. I have a really sterling reputation for the restaurant industry, so I'd say send me everything. I act as a filter. I can give you some real-world feedback in a few minutes. Additionally, what I can do is this. If I think it's a good road to go to this cross corp, I can respect your wishes. I'm not going to push you, and what I'll do is this. Before we went down that road, if I think it's an appropriate avenue, I would send you how any cross-corporate document would read, so you would have a chance to look at it before you decide to go down that road. Just so you know, our documents are very not... You did a refinance on your house, correct?
Yep.
Very different process. Our entire contract is one page. Mm-hmm. And then our addendums, if we do a cross-corporate guarantee, is another page. Our equipment list is one page. So this is a very non-invasive process.
True.
But I just sent you an email on kind of what I need, and I can put this together and give you some real-world answers. When do you need a decision? When are you looking to order your equipment?
I mean, I'm already starting to... buying some of the stuff. I already gave Ken a deposit, and I can keep on buying it. So I'm not. I like to get it, you know, get it something financed, and so I know it's coming. I don't need to have it like tomorrow, but in a week to know that everything is covered is a good thing. Also, question is, what is? I'm sure the rates depends on your cross reference if we're doing across business or not, but rates would vary from what to what?
Good question. So that's another thing. You have a good cross reference, rates are going to be a lot cheaper. Your cost to pay back is going to be a lot cheaper because of the risk. Startup restaurants, and they serve startup restaurant financing is a bridge loan, essentially. It's an opportunity loan. But the payback can go from decent to outrageous just due to the risk. So I'm not going to – we don't have one term here. We don't have one quote. I don't charge anyone for – I don't charge anyone before I fully underwrite their file. Once you're fully underwritten, I can give you some options. But what I'd like to do is this. I don't want to start throwing out numbers. I'd like you to send me everything. I can look at it and I can say, hey, look, if you cross-reference, here's what you're looking at. If you don't cross-reference, here's what you're looking at. Okay. And then you can make the best decision.
Right, fine. Let's do that. So I'll send you the information, the equipment list that I need. I'll send you my history onto that, and then you can, if there are any other documents you'd like to give you, I can do that.
Yeah, what I asked for just, you know, is bank statements, application, tax returns, and a questionnaire. Okay.
For what?
Personal.
All personal, business
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, all okay. Personal. Personal.
Okay. All just personal. Okay,
yep.
Very good. All right, good. I will send email that to you then, I guess.
That's a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.